From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, August the 5th through Sunday, August 7th. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky reported in the Daily Mail that Westbridge Street in Catskill will be closed westbound for construction beginning today, Monday, August the 8th, and for the rest of the month, according to Village President Heather Bagshaw. The road will be closed from Division Street to the intersection of Route 9W. The road will be open for drivers traveling east or down the hill into the village, according to the paper. The paper reported, and I quote, Walnut Street will have access from Division Street when drainage work is being done at the corner of Walnut Street and West Bridge Street. The DOT will close Walnut Street until the work is finished, end quote. Bagshaw is encouraging motorists to use 9W as an alternate route during the construction project. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star on the impact of detours on business in Columbia County. Lewis Cohen of New York Golf Park on 9H, just north of Bell's Pond, is having a rough summer as a result of the replacement of the 9H bridge over the Taconic Creek. The detour devised for the bridge project diverts all southbound traffic, so the road that passes in front of Cohen's business is just not being used. Cohen said business is so bad, he is having trouble sleeping. He said, and I quote, I'm spending my credit cards to pay my bills, end quote. The fruit and vegetable stand at Bryant Farm has closed down for the year as a result of the detour. Owners Scott and Teresa DeLaurentis fought against the detour, calling on Senator Charles Schumer and attending public meetings, but in the end, they were unable to get anywhere. During the first weekend after the detour was in place, the farm stand netted $50, so DeLaurentis shut down operations and donated all the farm's flowering plants to Brookwood Secure Center. Department of Transportation spokesman Gina DeSario said the department tries to consider local communities. She said, and I quote, we try to accommodate them as much as we can, but we still have to maintain our roads and bridges, end quote. DeLaurentis said if he can pay his mortgage, he will be open next year. The construction is scheduled to continue until mid to late November. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential, a Staten Island Assembly member wants to make it a hate crime to assault a police officer. Republican Ron Castorina last week said that he will introduce the Blue Lives Matter bill, which would increase penalties for assaulting any police officer statewide by adding a hate crime to the charges. The bill's name refers to the National Blue Lives Matter movement, which is supportive of police. In May, Louisiana lawmakers extended hate crime protections to law enforcement and first responders. Under New York state law, hate crimes are defined as acts against a person because of their race, color, national origin, ancestry, gender, religion, religious practice, age, disability, or sexual orientation. Debbie Mayer reported in the Columbia paper that the Germantown Town Board created and filled a comprehensive plan review committee and a waterfront revitalization committee at its meeting on July the 26th. The Comprehensive Plan Review Committee is expected to start work after Labor Day. The town is working with the State Department of State to finalize the contract for a $15,000 matching grant, so the local waterfront revitalization committee may have its start time delayed a bit as well. In other business, the board unanimously approved a climate change resolution. Dan Goldberg reported at Politico New York that the Cuomo administration on Friday, August 5th, announced that health insurance rates for individual plans would increase by nearly 17% and a little more than 8% for small group plans. The decision makes for the largest individual hike since the Affordable Care Act began in 2014. The new rates take effect in January. Open enrollment on the state's exchange begins November the 1st. The approved increases are approximately 25% less than what insurers asked for, according to data released by the State Department of Financial Services. Greg Hudson reported in the Daily Mail that the Cairo Durham Middle School has a new principal. Michael Mitchell has been on the job now for a week and is, and I quote, excited to be joining a team of administrators and teachers who are so passionate and enthusiastic about education, end quote. Before joining Cairo Durham, Mitchell was a principal with the Berkshire Union Free School District in Columbia County. Mitchell said with the support and assistance of school staff, he hopes to build a strong team to create a positive and engaging academic environment at the middle school. Wendy Liberator reported in the Times Union that Zoom Flume Water Park in East Durham fired a casting company on Friday, August 5th, after a planned casting call for an upcoming commercial shoot was deemed racially prejudiced. In a casting call posted on the Hudson Valley Film Commission Facebook, New Platte-based Coca Casting called for, and I quote, two well-groomed Caucasian families, end quote, to be featured in the campaign. Denise Kerrigan, owner of the water park, said the call was canceled as soon as she saw the Facebook post, and Coca Casting was then fired. Kerrigan said, and I quote, I totally disavow that post. We had absolutely nothing to do with it. We did not authorize this, end quote. The posting caused outrage that led to more than one person commenting that they would never return to Zoom Flume. One family asked to be refunded for their season pass. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 85 degrees. For Monday night, it will be clear with a temperature low around 55. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 64. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 82 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. Sunrise today was at 5:55 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:06 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 8th day of August, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.